South Africans go to the polls tomorrow in the first multiracial municipal election since the end of apartheid. The voting comes as more and more South Africans, black and white, are expressing dissatisfaction with the ruling African National Congress. The leading parties have been competing aggressively for votes from the black majority, and as NPR's Kenneth Walker reports, that has left most white voters feeling neglected and alienated.
Opposition leader Tony Leon got a rousing welcome from nearly 10,000 black South Africans when he addressed a campaign rally in downtown Johannesburg this weekend. The city has long been a stronghold of the African National Congress, but opinion polls suggest Leon's Democratic Alliance is making inroads here. The DA is an alliance of liberal Democrats and the remnants of the all-white nationalist party that invented and sustained South Africa's apartheid system for nearly five decades. Former President Nelson Mandela has denounced the opposition as a group of white bosses and black stooges. But the DA seems to be capitalizing on unprecedented black disaffection with the ANC-led government. About a third of the DA candidates in Tuesday's municipal elections are black. And party leader Leon stresses the multiracial character of the DA's platform.
We would be the party for all the people. For whites, but not only for whites. For blacks, but not only for blacks. For all of them, and all of us, and all of South Africa.
The opposition is clearly making progress within the black community, but many of South Africa's white voters say they are feeling marginalized. Whites make up only 10% of the population, and most are either undecided about the election or inclined not to vote at all. Stephen Rule runs public polling surveys for the nonprofit Human Sciences Research Council.
Particularly in the white groups, we found that people were saying the numbers are against us. So what's the point of even participating? You know, our viewpoint is not going to be heard. We're going to be ignored. We mean nothing under the new system.
That sentiment is evident in white working class neighborhoods throughout South Africa. For the first time since the end of apartheid, white towns are being merged with black townships and governed jointly by elected councils, which everyone expects will redirect services to historically neglected black areas. Opposition candidate Tony Pannell, who is white, goes strolling for votes in Krugersdorp, where tidy white-owned homes with well-kept lawns are guarded by tall spiked metal fences with guard dogs as big as small cars.
I'm from the Democratic Alliance. My name is Tony Pannell. And I'm standing now as a candidate in the election in your ward.
Voters like Elsie Botha are confused. They live in a country they used to rule, but one that no longer seems even familiar to them.
Well, you know, we've been around a long time, but I'm not sure. You know, you sit and you wonder, what am I going to do, you know? Because it's changed so much. You know, the old parties that existed, it's no more.
Meanwhile, Tony Pannell tries to explain that the white voters will just have to get used to what he sees as the nation's future.
What is important is I'd like you just to look around. You see a little white child sitting on the black nanny's lap. Now, that has been occurring in our country for years, but nobody has taken cognizance of it. The two of us, both black and white, have to live together.
Right now, the biggest chunk of white and black voters seem to be joined by apathy and dissatisfaction with all the political parties. That may be why polls show the Democratic Alliance running neck and neck with the ANC in all major metropolitan areas. But the ANC is expected to sweep the town councils in rural areas, thus maintaining its grip on power. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Johannesburg.